Feed me.
Feed me more. Feed me more. Feed me more. Feed me more.
The Ryback Show starts now. Welcome to the Ryback Show. I am your host, the big guy Ryback, and this show is for entertainment purposes only. Welcome live on X Spaces, guys, at Ryback, where you can call into the People's Podcast live. Guys, we're live on Ryback TV. We're still live on X Video as well. And guys, we have a real doozy of a show for you today. Mike, our wrestling informant, is going to be calling in with a whole bunch of things going on the last several months that we have missed here on the Ryback Show. This show is available on all podcast platforms later, guys. iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to podcasts, Android, it is available. This show is brought to you by my Feed Me More Nutrition, my premium supplement line, sweetened with stevia and monk fruit. No harmful artificial sweeteners or colors for all people, men and women. Guys, Feed Me More. .com. Save 20%. Discount code YouTube20 for 20% off the best supplements on the planet and all Ryback merch. FeedMeMore.com. Welcome back, everybody. I hope everybody's been great. We have been rocking and shell shocking over here in Rybackville, going hard all year. As I take a nice sip of my Liquid Death sparkling water. I absolutely love those things if you've not had them. Let me see here what we got going on. We got Mike, the wrestling informant, that's supposed to be calling in live today. I'm a little concerned with our X Spaces. My X account on Twitter still has been very not good on most of the time on my own people seeing my stuff. People that don't follow me see quite a bit, but people that follow me, it's not quite the same. So we're going to see if we get Mike to call in at some point for today's show, as our numbers are super low on X Spaces right now with my 1.3 million followers. Please share this show out right now, guys, and we're gonna get going to everything. We've got Hollywood on the line. We've shared the show out to Mike. Let's get Hollywood Eric. See what Hollywood Eric has to say to start off to kick off today's show. Hollywood, what's going on? You guys can call in on X Spaces at Ryback. Join the show, and you can request to speak live here on the Ryback Show. Hollywood Eric, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Ryback. What's up, man?
Not much. How's it going today?
It's going great. I've been waiting for your show to come back and to get back on, dude. I am a big fan of yours, and I've been waiting for the show like to come back for the longest time, man.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah, we're back. We've been live on TikTok at Ryback daily, doing the lives over there, usually 3.5-4 hours a day, doing very, very well on that platform.
I come over there a couple times and watched you do some of them battles, man. You're getting really good at that.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been very good to me. We have a lot of great supporters out there, a lot of great Rybackers. We're almost 6,000 members strong, so we're growing daily.
Yeah, and I'm one of your Rybackers, man. I just wanted to say, you know, I'm just a big fan. I'm hoping that you're getting better with your health and are able to make your return to wrestling soon, man. I'm a big fan of my brother-in-law. Used to always love it whenever you meat hook somebody and say, and you hit your head and say, stupid.
Thank you very much. I'm remaining optimistic and positive, and it's a struggle with the shoulder, and I don't know what the future is going to hold, but I'm continuing to get stronger and better. I'm in very good health overall. So we'll see what happens. There's a lot that would need to happen. So we're going to see.
Yeah, I'm just like, and I wanted to also say, you know, I went in to watch some of I was watching on YouTube a return whenever you returned to Las Vegas, and the fans just wanted you in the ring, you know, for so much whenever you'd come into the ring and they cheered and everything. It was a 6-man tag you had on Raw a long time ago. I was watching it. It was in your hometown of Las Vegas, and they were just chanting your name for you to get in there. And when Orton tagged you, I just loved the ovation that you had, and I kind of missed that. And that's why I'm hoping you get back into wrestling and we can get that same, you know, electricity and energy from the fans, and you can get in there and be the right back that I know that you are when you just go over there and just destroy people.
Thank you, buddy. I greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying I'm a big fan of yours, and You've been a big inspiration to me and everything, and I watch all of your videos, and I always keep track of you. And I will say, I've never had any trouble following anything that you say on your X. I get those, and I'm a follower.
I'm very happy to hear that. Thank you, Hollywood.
Yeah, and I'm glad that, you know, you're getting better and everything and remaining optimistic. And I'm just saying that I'm a fan, and they've not suppressed me on this account, so I can be able to see everything that you have, and I'm a follower. And I hope that that suppression gets better, man. I really do.
Thank you very much, Hollywood. I greatly appreciate that, man. I appreciate you calling in, and I hope you enjoyed today's show. We should have a real good one.
I will, and if the big sausage comes on there, tell Shawnee I said, because I'm looking forward to him stepping in and saying hi as well.
Yeah, we're definitely, I see him on here now. We're probably going to get him on. I don't know where Mike, our wrestling informant, was supposed to be on. I don't know where Mike is. I hope he did not go MIA before the big show, so.
Yeah, you know, since Shawnee's listening, what's up, Shawnee? I missed you, man. I'm glad you're back, big sausage.
It's good to see him. I plan on getting him on. He might come on next, depending on what he's
doing. For first one.
All right, Hollywood. Well, good to hear from you, and enjoy the show, buddy.
I will, buddy. Thank you so much, man. You're an inspiration, and you're great. I'll be looking forward to another show if you do another one.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, buddy.
Not a problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hollywood Eric. Too sweet. Guys, let's see what we got going on here. Who's this? The world's answer machine. Let's see if this is the old prankster here. Hello, welcome. Welcome to the Ryback Show. Got to just hit that mute button, the purple to red, red to purple. Boy, I've missed this show. All right, we're going to go to the old faithful, the one I know that knows how to use the app. The one that I know the people want to listen to, that want to hear from. It's been several months, ladies and gentlemen. The big sausage, Shawnee. Shawnee is in here, guys. Thank God. Big sausage in the house. What's up?
What's going on, brother?
Same old, same old. Some things never change. Some people don't ever figure out that damn microphone button on here.
I think he just unmuted it as you got him, as he was going out.
Talk about horrible timing. Jesus, we'll get back to you. I'm doing well. I'm just drinking, got my throat tea over here, trying to be ready for a whole bunch of talking today between the show and the old TikTok battles.
Oh my God, I was laughing so hard the other day when you were telling Vanna, you're like, why should I'm drinking this coffee for days to get my voice back, and now you got me screaming at you.
Oh, that was insane. The old battles with Vanna and. She doesn't want me talking about her pregnancy, but she was the one that brought it up, and I'm just like, what?
She had a chat spam the baby bottles. I was dying laughing.
And I didn't realize she did that. I thought it was somebody. I'm like, what the hell is this? And then I just started got bombarded with 50 people leaving milk bottles.
Oh, man, it's been so good, man. I have to say, I say it everywhere. Like, I tell people, if you're going to watch somebody battle, watch either Katrina and Ryback or Ryback and Vanna. Those are, like, some of the best battles I've ever watched. The banter that goes back and forth is just, like, classic.
Those are the most fun to, I tell people I got to reserve my energy for when I get to Frank the Tank, Katrina, Vanna, the Andrew Benitez, when we get into those intense battles on there, it takes a toll.
Frank doing the, oh my God, I forgot to text you about it. But Frank, when he did the punishment and he sold the jumping on those Cheetos.
Oh, I don't even know the things that come up. I just think of the most ridiculous things that I could make him do because he makes me do the dumbest shit.
I still laugh when he did his dance, the dance with the arms and stuff. I was dying.
Yeah, no, he I had to do the sing I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world with the wig.
Yes.
Done some there's been some crazy things that have happened. I can't wait. That footage is gonna live forever.
I know.
And I have the time of my what if I told you and I tell everybody and people can know this, we could talk about a little bit, but like that TikTok battles pays better than being a WWE superstar for the majority of superstars. People, people wouldn't believe it. I would say all pro wrestlers, with the exception of maybe a handful, that job, and the upside of it is the top earners on there are pulling in $300K a year. Now, I don't know how much or is that is recycling with them, but I know what I'm doing without doing it, and it is unbelievable, and it just keeps going up. Like, every couple weeks, it just keeps kind of, as we get more people, it just kind of keeps, like, trickling up.
$300K a month, I think you meant, big guy, the top earners.
Yeah, 300K, 300,000 a month, yeah.
Yes, you said a year.
Sorry, yeah, a month. Thank you for that. Yeah, that's a big difference.
Realize how powerful it is, and it's a type of income that there's no ceiling on it, right? So like you could do as much as the work you put in, you could get paid for that.
You get back, and that's why a lot of people, they do the 8, 9, 10 hours on there with it, and they've grown. And but people, there's an endless amount of people that love that game, and that's what like people don't understand. And then the other upside of it is like we're getting ready. We're waiting. TikTok has to approve my trademark for the Feed Me More Nutrition, because I own the rights to Feed Me More for that in multiple classes. They have taken over a month of not approving it. And my fulfillment company has a case open, and they keep going back and forth, and we don't know why they won't approve it. But like, so eventually though, they have to, because there's no way they can't. So my supplements are going to go live on the TikTok shop. So when I go live and I promote my supplements, people can literally purchase it off TikTok shop, which they are now competing heavily with Amazon. People don't realize this. Like, they are taking a lot of business away from Amazon, which is Amazon's kind of tied into this whole government thing with TikTok as well. It's all about money. TikTok is it's not about concealing private information. I can assure you of that. Zuckerberg, or that fuckface at Facebook, has done far worse with our information than ByteDance that are over here. The servers are in the United States. It's very lucrative from a business standpoint for business entrepreneurs to be on there, like Jeffree Star, her makeup line, all that. It connects to TikTok. People don't realize that becomes a sales funnel while also becoming a significant revenue source on its own with it. And it is like, people love that game. So,
big guy, you know who also I've seen number one, I've seen more businesses on TikTok in the last month than I've ever seen before.
Yeah.
In the 6 months that we've been on there, right? I think it's like 6 months now. Scrub Daddy. I've seen Scrub Daddy go live every day now. And they show you how they use their products. And you have like 5,000-6,000 people watching.
Yeah.
And they can click a button and buy their product.
And that you get the gifts on there. People just don't understand that they think, and like I left, we're like, people aren't really talking trash about it. When I first got on there, we had a little bit of hate. Oh my God, Ryback, this is what your life has come to, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you have no idea about business with all of it. And it's like, but even my thing is that, so, but let's just say for argument's sake, just take away everything. Say that is all that there was. Say that that's just like, I go, hey, I'm just going to do that. Why wouldn't you, when you could make so much money that's available there on that and have fun and you're under control of your life, rather than go work for somebody else and not make any money or hardly any money?
100%.
And I'm like, where's the comments? People don't get it. Like, but it takes a lot of work. You have to be entertaining on there. Like, you can't just.
Oh, it's so draining.
It is.
People don't understand how draining it is going live for 4 hours a day.
Bro, imagine eight, like all these people, like in late.
I can't imagine being on all day, like 12 hours. I can't do it. I don't know. I couldn't do it.
It's because it's different than working, because you're constantly that when you have a camera on you, it does something to your body. And it takes a while to get comfortable with that as well, to be like, which I don't think about anymore with things. But like I could tell, like when a lot of new people, because they know eyeballs are on them, and like it's just a different feeling. It's a different stress with it, and you gotta like, and then you can't like, how many hot women do you see on there? Fuck, I battle a lot of them that they sit there and they don't talk, or they're like, they're like, they get ready. They literally get ready like they're going out to the fucking strip to a 5-star restaurant, and then they just sit live and like they're just waiting for like their husband, future husband, to come drop his fucking bank account on him. It's like, hey, yeah, you will occasionally get a few, you know, you'll get a few love bombs, and they're simp snipes, as we call them, with it. But like, you got to provide, like Vanna and Katrina, they're so good because they they provide entertainment on there.
You'll see it too. Even listen, there's some beautiful girls that are on the app, and they have two people in their room because they're just not entertaining, you know. But I completely agree with you, big guy. What about everything that's been going on with wrestling? I know, you know, to get into wrestling a little bit, but what about this Vince stuff and all this stuff that has come out recently, and them moving away? They even I know you don't play video games, big guy, but they blurred his face in the WWE 2K24.
Imagine making your own fucking company and you're not even going to be in it. You're not even going to be recognized anymore, you dumb shit.
Isn't it amazing?
It's the perfect karma, and it's not even, it's just beginning. People don't realize that. I'm glad you're on. I'm actually, because like Mike, the wrestling informant, was like, he was like, I'm ready to go. He was going to go over all of this today with all of it, and he's like, he went missing. I don't know where he fucking went.
Problem, but
no, I'm glad you did. He has other stuff he wants to do too on there, but the first thing though on the video games I was going to tell you is that this Phantom Arcade, you seen that arcade thing they're doing all the games for everybody on like they made one for R-Truth, and like they're doing a bunch of wrestlers, they're doing the custom big arcade deal, and they have all the games. They contacted me a few weeks ago. They want to do a Ryback video arcade for me. And I got, I don't really play games. I don't know if I want, I was like thinking, I'm like, oh man, if I start like, I'm going to waste some time on that, going back and reliving my childhood, if I have all these games available by game room. And then I was like, ah, not right now. And then like, I keep seeing them, they're popping up and I follow them. I'm like, and they, it's only $700 for them, and they'll do everything. They'll make the whole thing, ship it out, get it up there. And like, all I got to do,
that's really cheap.
And like those things are a lot of money. And I was just like, man, for $700. And like, if I ever eventually Airbnb this place out, I want to leave everything here. Like, I was like, and I want to have that. I go, that's such a fucking thing to have for the game room with the pool table.
That's such a cool thing. Yes,
that people yes. Like that could actually profit an Airbnb if you've got that, or like you could promote that, you know, where people can be like, yeah. So I'm like, I think I'm going to get one with that. That just,
yeah,
that,
so it'll be. So just for everybody listening, it's like one of like when you go into a store, you put in the quarter and you play the game,
yeah.
Like the arcade, it'll be wrapped in like Ryback stuff, right? Like,
yeah, it'll be like I have my Feed Me More Nutrition, my Ryback logo, hungry, hashtag hungry. They could do all that.
Awesome.
That will be the whole wrapping on it. And it's one of those big, huge arcade ones with all the games, like every game. And they give you like the accessories, all the guns, the guitars for all the
That's so cool. My friend Sal has one of them, and I was over watching the game like a month ago, and I'm telling you, and you're right, big guy, it's addicting because you can play any game you grew up watching, any game.
Yeah, that's the only thing that concerns me. But then I was like, man, imagine like if we did like there was like a that we went off the grid and like there was like a hostile situation where we lost internet for like a long period of time. I'm like, man. That arcade would really come in handy to have something to do. Where that just plugs in. That's not connected to anything like your phones and like the Wi-Fi. Like that thing's just ready to go. You plug it in. I go, oh, that could, like, that's how my brain works. Like, can this be valuable to me in different situations? China goes to war with the States. TikTok disappears. What the fuck am I going to do with my free time? Just
I did read about the Okada situation, big guy. I saw you comment.
Oh yeah, but I knew about it. But I wanted the Vince stuff though first, so we don't because I don't know what really. I've just a lot of people don't seem to understand because like people I know when I like make my videos, they're like, "You knew? How could you have known? And you never said anything." I'm like, "Where the fuck is common sense going?" A lot of that stuff like happened when I was gone already. In headquarters when him and Laura Knight is shitting on women and fucking whatever the hell's going on in there with all their shenanigans and probably Kevin Dunn down the hall and God knows who else. Like they're doing it in the headquarters. Brother, just imagine that's what they're doing in the fucking headquarters with all these corporate employees. Like that's like, you know how many people know about that? And Vince, like you read that stuff, it just goes, it's his abuse of power. And that's what I know from the things he did with me with the trying to take the social media and I didn't sign the NDA. It's they try to bully and abuse people. And none of it shocks me. when I read this, and nobody knew that, but I knew, like, we've all heard rumors of, like, all the little crazy things in the past of him and Patterson, and, like, you're just like, what's true, what's not true, who knows? We've all, like, yeah. Him and Sean, people have heard those rumors forever. Who the fuck? I wasn't there. I don't know with any of it. Yeah, it's not like I went in to go fucking talk to him about fucking my creative with Kevin Owens and fucking there's a fucking diva with shit on her fucking stomach and Vincent Laurinaitis with their pants down with fucking Bucky fucking Dunn filming a fucking selfie in the background with a penis pump on in his cut corner. Like, I don't fucking know. Like, that's like, I'm like, oh God, fuck, what did I walk into? I just wanted to fucking look a little stronger tonight, boss. Fuck. Wanted to hit a shell shock on Owens before I put him over. Fuck. Like, no, that's not going on. But, like but we have heard stories of other people walking in on different things. And, like, it just makes you, like, Hunter, all those, like, penis pump jokes and cock jokes they would make with DX, with Vince. Like, you think that's because they know him. That's because in Vince, yeah. And that, like, all the stuff he did, that's because how he lived his life. And people don't, it's just, but it's an abuse of power. And this is what people don't want to, it's an abuse of power. And, like, the illegal, I'm invested because what they've done and latched onto me trying to fuck up my life for walking away. If they would have just disconnected and let me go, none of this shit, the reason I am why I am is because of all this illegal bullshit and all them making me spend hundreds of thousands to get my name back when they could have just gave it to me. After all this shit that they did and lied to me when I tried to take it initially when I was there, when it was mine and I created. So it's like they don't understand all the backstory on everything fully, or they're not capable of it. So, like, I won't shut up on this. Like, with, and it's my job to raise the attention of this on so many things for the abuse of power. And this is where I'm saying, like, there's more people involved. They're aware of the other people involved. And I believe they're going to step down in time. Like Kevin Dunn. Kevin Dunn stepped down solely because he's connected to the Vince McMahon stuff. He's probably corporate officer number one in all reality. It's very realistic that he is with that on it. And so, like, there's a reason the timing of him, like, stepping down was very shortly before the Vince stuff came out, right? So that he wasn't actually in a position of power in WWE when that story came out. Like, Vince was already gone. Laurinaitis was already gone. And it doesn't take much common sense to figure that out, so.
Yeah. Why he did it. Yeah, so they it's crazy to me. You know, now they're, like, bringing back old clips of Vince being, like, very, like sexual on, you know, the shows, and I'm like, guys, this is not new. Like, we knew Vince was like this, and he made females get in uncomfortable positions on Raw, and, you know, like, this is not new. I remember being a kid and thinking, like, why is this old guy being so creepy with these hot women? You know, like, and I was a kid and I thought that. So, like, it's nothing new. We all know that he's a piece of shit. And I just, the thing that I worry about is that, like, Hunter and those guys, is that new, that possibly new. I don't know for sure.
Yeah, but I'll just say this, and this is, do you think Hunter spent how much time he married into that family, which he had a mindset to do that. He wanted, he's all caught up in that power, that whole fucking thing. That's like, he's with him constantly. They all that he know, you don't think they know of all the shit. They know everything going on there. Everybody around Vince, that's why they're in their positions, is because they turn a blind eye to it. And I'm not saying that makes them involved in Vince's stuff. That doesn't per se, but they all are involved in their own stuff. And it's an abuse of power. And this is where we can get into some of this if Mike doesn't get on. And I will say certain things without saying certain things of the abuse of power with John Cena and Alex Riley, the possible abuse of power with Triple H and Caitlin, with different things. It trickles down, and you got people like, and I'm not saying, like, and I was never worked with Bruce Prichard, and I was never there, but he's with Vince constantly. He's aware, and I'm not saying he's connected, and, like, but he's aware of, they know, Hayes, these guys are all, they're in these positions for a reason. And it, because Vince is allowed to do the things that he does, and then they cover it up with the BS stars, which they use people like me and all the other talents to go out there and not pay us, by the way, for any of this, and give the company a good look by going out and doing good services, right? And they covered,
charity
charities, everything. When we had to go on WrestleMania week, I remember we had to go build playgrounds for kids. It was a beautiful thing. Like, but like our time's not being compensated for that. The WWE, it's just, they get the attention. WWE, they're not out there though doing the work. It's the talent who they're just whoring out to then boost the company image with all of it. And you know, all my thing is I just hope, and I hope in time with all of this, that these people are all removed. And they get, because there's more than enough talented people in pro wrestling that could fill these positions, and the company will be more than fine. I think it will be better than ever. And that includes Hunter. I honestly want that man fucking gone with everything. He is not the savior that all these little fucking neckbeard marks want to believe that he is with this. Pussy Paul, as I like to call him, because he doesn't like confrontation. Like, he needs to go with it all. And I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks with it. And it, I think what's going to happen as more information comes out, unless Vince pulls a Houdini trick and somehow is able to work magic with all of this, I just don't see how it's going to be with, once the public is aware. I think more people will step down in pieces rather than be removed. You know what I mean? Not to cause a sudden disruption in the stock price like Kevin Dunn. It would have been much worse if Kevin Dunn was in the company, right, when that story came out and he was revealed. It would look bad, like the company's not taking action, right? Like, so it's, or like they're only taking action because, like, it's just, I just think it's years and years and years of the corruption in a day and age where you can't hide it anymore. So,
but when you do a murder, right, big guy, right, and you get caught and someone was with you and knew about that murder, right? Even if they weren't with you and you knew about it and you don't report it, they get arrested too and they get sent to jail.
Yeah.
So to me, those people that knew about it are just as liable and didn't say anything as the person that does it, in my opinion. You know?
Yeah. Like, so, well, the big thing for in where you're in this is, and depending on what exactly, like, is, there's more information that we need, a lot of things, but like the big thing, and I know this is true from when I was there, is Ashley Massaro. Like that case, everybody in power there was fully aware. And I'm not going to tell the person who told me, because I actually have always got along really well with this person, and they've never done, they've always smartened me up to bullshit going on. And, but they're in that company and they've moved up over the years. I was informed though, that situation did happen when I was there, and I was told that it was bad. And so now, does that mean that I'm just going by all that within a guy that I had
allegedly,
of course, and for entertainment purposes only, that, that situation, he was there, like as far as he was in the company and he had heard, he wasn't in a position of power there at the time. So this is where I'm like, but what do you do? These people, like you the people don't get, this is a lot of what people don't understand too. It's different, like from talent and like, but you work your whole life to get into a company. And then you like, there was no AEW before this. And then like these people, you know, they find out things, or if they're there, they're not, they're just here, but they're not involved, but they hear about it. Like if they say anything, their lives are over. Yeah. Their lives are over. And their way of earning the money that they've worked their whole life for is over. This is where it's a complicated situation, you know, of that. And it's fucked up, but this is just, everything comes full circle eventually. And it's an extension of Vince McMahon's mindset, and all those closest to him have that mindset, which is why you see though a lot of talents too. Everybody has this weird fucking thing. Well, Vince is a father figure. No, he's not. They've been brainwashed by the bullshit. I'm like, like, does your father shit on your face and fucking go leave and hit the showers and let his friend fuck you? Like, maybe you did. Maybe you came up, fucking grew up in fucking little place in Virginia, and that was normal. I don't know. Goddamn. But like, that's not a father figure to me. Or like, does your father fucking humiliate you and fucking make you do stupid shit and make everybody laugh at you? Like, he just does weird shit. And he got, I don't know. It goes deep, man.
And let's not forget about Brock either. Brock, the shit that Brock was texting her. I mean, like,
I haven't seen all the Brock stuff, by the way. So are you more aware of that? Because I don't, I was waiting to hear. I was told more was going to come out. Mike actually told me more was going to come out on all this, and it hasn't come out yet.
More, but I saw the initial texts, and apparently he had texted her that he wanted to piss on her, like R. Kelly.
Jesus.
And now his wife knows this, right? Like, his daughter knows this, who's in college, right? So, like, I feel bad for the family, honestly, you know? But
yeah,
imagine, bro, think about how sick of a piece of shit you have to be like, hey, if you sign with our company, I'll give you this little sex slave.
Yeah. No, it's... This is just, it's just people that end up getting close to him. What they do is they try to please him. And like they, yes. his mindset, he said, man, he has all this money. And they just, they his behavior trickles down to others. This, I've seen it. I've seen like the mindset shift, which he likes that those people, because the people that are around him, they start like those, the producers, they start bullying. Not all of them, but like the ones like Hayes, they have a bullying mentality of people below them, where they think they can get off on that with all of it. And I remember Hayes, I never put up with any of his bullshit. I would fucking tell him when he'd have a stupid fucking idea. I would just go, that's fucking stupid. I'm the one fucking going out there. I'm listening to my fucking reactions. You go fucking do your free birch. I don't tell you to do that shit. You go fucking knuckle fucking little fucking nucks you do. You go fucking do you. I'll do me. I'm out there taking all the responsibility, lifting motherfuckers up all night. And he didn't like it. I didn't give a fuck. I was nice, but like when he would try to like, I'm talking when he would try to be like a little dickish, like I don't tolerate it. I shut that shit down right away. But that comes from that Vince, you know, leaving his personal trainer out in the fucking hallway for 6 hours while he's doing God knows what in his hotel room, and me like going and working out and eating and coming back, and the trainer's still sitting there like, hey man, what, Vince? No, he still hasn't come out. Like, that is just an abuse of power of making people just fucking just rot. And he used to do it with the creative team. All these people, everyone knows and always heard the stories of how Vince just abused his power, make people fucking work all day. Then they go for their meeting. He doesn't show up till hours later. They're just waiting in Stanford. But like, they're all scared of him. They all have a fear of him because they don't say a word. Where somebody should just get up and fucking punch him in his old ass fucking face. You fucking piece of shit. Fuck you. You fucking disrespectful cunt. Pull your pants down and shit on him and leave. Fuck him. But everybody's so goddamn scared because they think they don't know how to make money without him. And they think that they're like, and I've experienced it. They try to tarnish your reputation if you walk out on your terms. They've created a hell of a fucking thing against me, but I have either massive love or massive hate, and I ain't fucking going anywhere, motherfucker. Like, because I'm protected. But that's an abuse of power from the 48 laws of power that trickles down into, but there are people in that company still that are heavily involved in. If you don't think The Rock and Gerwitz were brought in for a reason with this, I really think it's just a matter of time before like Hunter and Pritchard and Hayes and probably more that I don't know are going to have to step down at some point, and they're going to probably do it in pieces if I had to guess, and if I'm having my fingers crossed.
100% the same face. I mean, who is better to have as a spokesman for your company to save face than Dwayne Johnson, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's the perfect recipe because people will overlook it because they love The Rock so much, you know? And that's like, it's just sad, and it's just a shitty situation at the end of the day. And I feel bad for the girl. Like, I know, like, listen, I know that, like, she had a choice. Like, many people think that she had a choice. But when you're treated that way, like, I could never say that because I've never felt that way or been in that position.
Yeah.
But they say you have, like, a mentality of, like, I forgot what they call it, but it's like a syndrome where you feel like you have to act that way towards the person, like they're your master or whatever.
Yeah,
right? Like,
it's a degrading thing that happens, and it affects your mentality, I would imagine. But like that poor woman, and like, and this is again allegedly, if all of this ended up like is accurate. My thing is how is it not when the company takes that quick of action and removes Brock and Vince, and like they know details that have not come out yet for sure. Yeah. That like this is legit. This isn't just allegedly. As far as from it's, if they're removing Brock, who's been a staple of that company, of they've invested everything in, right? Highest paid wrestler up there. Like, they put everything in, was right there with Vince. Like, they know shit. It's just a matter of how much more is going to come out, which hopefully, like, people like me, we need to talk about this and keep people aware of this and to keep the pressure on them. And, you know, because it's a very, the business is only going to get better with these people out of it. And people have to stop being negative, hateful marks. And like, that poor woman probably has gotten a ton of hate from people. How dare you speak up? Like, you deserved it. You probably went along with it, blah, blah, blah. But it was like, Vince didn't pay out the NDA. If that, like, how fucking hillbilly fucking Carolina fucking white trash dumb are you, you dumb fucking hick, not to fucking pay out your NDA? Like, fuck you.
But that's the power that you're talking about, yeah. That he has this thing in his head that he feels untouchable. So he's like, I'm not going to pay her. What is she going to do?
Yeah. That's exactly.
That's what ended up fucking him, big guy.
And this is what I'm trying to let people know, though. It's like me, though. When I walked away and didn't sign their NDA and didn't give them my social media, do you think that they're just going to go, oh, that's cool, we're just going to let you go? No, we're going to go run all these fucking fake ads and fake articles and push out all this bullshit on you. And we're going to suppress your social media fucking illegally and try to destroy your life. We're going to make you fucking have to take the trademark and take it all the way to the end and spend as much money as you can while we're trying to hurt you for making money as many ways as possible. And this is why I'm personally invested in this, with the shit they did to me behind the scenes from the time I was there to the time I walked out. I walked out. I cut ties. Fuck you. Leave me alone. Doesn't work that way. And this is why I want them exposed, and they're going to continue to get exposed because they've done worse. And I just know because I know with what, how they've been with me. So I know when I hear these other things and from the other things I've heard when I was there, I just know it goes much deeper.
Bro, you've been saying this shit for 8 years.
Yeah.
8 years.
It's the abuse of power. This is what I've been telling. I didn't know he was fucking shitting on people's faces. And like, and I didn't know the extent of like, of what, of all of this, but like, this motherfucker has, and this is goes into the whole pay of wrestling. This motherfucker's been underpaying people, saving all these fucking billions, and he's paying his fucking little fucking side pieces more money than he's ever paid the majority of his wrestlers for the duration of his entire time in the company. That's a fucking absurd. It's fucking crazy that these people that are having these relationships or whatever with this. With him, he pays them more with NDAs than he pays the majority of wrestlers.
Yep.
And that's starting to change a little bit now with different things in the pay with AEW existing and what Tony Khan is doing. And God bless him with all of that. But like, fuck. Like, people, the people, these fucking idiots out there that try to defend him, like, fuck off.
You know what's funny, though? I haven't seen much defending of him recently, which is like hysterical, because if this was like, I feel like if this was like a year ago, people would have defended him. But I've seen more comments on your videos that were like, you know, I'm sorry, I doubted you, or like, you know, you've been talking about this for a long time. And like, I used to not see those under your videos, but now I see them a lot. So it just shows you now people are starting to see that you've been telling the truth this whole time.
And yeah.
Like you said, it's not about what happened. It's about who Vince is as a person.
Yes. The abuse of power. The abuse of power and how deep it runs there in illegal ways, in many ways. And, you know, and this is, you know, Alex Riley. I love Alex Riley, and I have a lot of great respect. And I don't know. I have suspicions that he's locked up on an NDA with everything. With it, and like, and it's not my place to tell what I believe, because I was not in there, but I rode with that man when I first, a lot of people don't realize, when I went back as Ryback to WWE and I was still Skip Sheffield and I started my live events before they debuted me as Ryback, Alex Riley, and you can go back, and all you little fucking people out there that like to check the facts and go look at my fucking first matches back in WWE on that, who I wrestled, who do you think it was? Alex Riley. With that. And who do you think I rode with? He rode with me because I had the free car when I went back on the road. He rode with me. So I spent some time with Alex Riley and got some pertinent information on how, because that situation happened prior with all of this. And what I'll tell people is, and my goal is, I hope Alex Riley needs to be the one that comes out and tells the story, because only he can. With it, but I will always have that man's back, because I witnessed them destroy his career. And this guy had everything to be a top star in the company, and he had a great attitude, he had a great look, he had a great work ethic with all of it, and he was over, and he was getting over, and he would have got more over. And Cena played a huge part, and this is why people, and I always put over Cena for wrestling in the ring, and I loved wrestling him in the ring, but there was another person. And I call it the Bill Cosby effect, where you can't get caught up on the guy that you see on the screen. You think that's them all the time. It's not with all of it. And none of us are perfect. All of us have done things, but it's the abuse of power with all of this. And from what I know, And from what people talked about with this is Cena and people back in the Cena. And this is he would have people on his bus occasionally with things, because Cena has his tour bus when he was up there. And there was, and this is from information that I'd got from Alex, and Cena had taken a liking to Alex and had him on his bus after the shows. And that was the and I don't know how long, if that went on for a week or for 2 weeks. And from what I was told and what I know is probably not what happened. I'm going to tell you without telling you and let you guys form a conclusion. And hopefully we could, like, Alex at the right time, if he's under an NDA, he never can, but people can look into this because it's an abuse of power. Is that there was a lot of drinking going on. All right. That was what this was from Alex to me, is that there was a lot of drinking going on with it. And eventually it was Alex didn't want to drink anymore. This is what this is just some of the things. And then, so I'm going to ask you this as a grown man. So Alex didn't want to drink anymore with John, and he said, I can't be doing this. I'm missing workouts. And there was heavy drinking, supposedly. And Alex then told John he didn't want to do it anymore. Now, do you think as a grown man, if you would just say you're John Cena, okay, Shawnee, and I'm Alex Riley. And if we're drinking and you have me on your bus every week and we're drinking and we're having a good time, and I tell you, hey, Shawnee, man, this is kind of affecting me, my life, my workouts. Like, I don't really think I can hang doing this. I kind of just want to, you know, take it easy for a little bit. Would you probably, as a friend or a good human being, would you probably be like, oh, I understand, man. You don't have to drink, like, right?
100%.
Yeah.
I'm drinking with you to help you.
So this is what happened, though, and I'm going to let you guys see if this is a rational thing that a grown man would do. John acted like a scorned ex who had just been done wrong. John would sit by the monitors, and I'm not the only one. I would sit right next to him with this, because John would sit by the monitors and just destroy Riley and just talk about how much of a piece of shit that he was, how horrible that he was, every single day. All of us, me, Usos, everybody would just look at each other like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy with all of this?
And it's something that you witnessed.
I swear to God, I witnessed this every fucking day by the monitors when Alex was in there while he was still up there with all of this. And all of this. And John would just bury him and just could not let it go. And all of us, and we've all had discussions, the other talent, and I know enough information that I'm not going to say, but there's been people that have said, I've seen type in the comments what they think that it is, and I would say there's probably a very fucking good chance that that's exactly what it was with it. But it's not my place to say it, and they think what they did, so again, what anyone wants to do with their life, with two adults, two men, women, whatever, I don't care about that. What I care about is what I witness afterwards with the abuse of power, and then is how you treat people, and then them destroying that fucking individual's entire career with this. And he had addictions to things after, like, now that this is how I know, because I see how, like, well, this fucking guy that had everything, that kind of shit will fuck you up forever with that.
The domino effect.
Went after. Yes. And I will always speak highly of Alex Riley, because that man has been nothing but professional. It was hardworking and did everything. And I witnessed it firsthand. And I witnessed the things that happened with me and lived it with that. And that guy did nothing fucking wrong. And they fucked with him. And then they put him down in NXT. And the guy had no business going back down. And what I believe, and this is, again, just what I believe, is I believe they finally either convinced him or got him to sign an NDA. And then they fucking got rid of him. They fired him. And it, like, his life was never the same again. And that man did nothing wrong with it. But, like, this is the abuse of power from Cena. Like, hey, you got to come drink on my bus with that. And the drinking was, I do believe the drinking was going on. But there was more than drinking that either happened or was asked to happen. And Alex declined. And then they fucking, and if that story comes out, that alone will fucking destroy John. And it will fucking, because people are going to see the real John Cena with it. But that comes, why does John, this is just common sense. Have you seen John? He was on Howard Stern recently. John and that weird fucking relationship that he talks about Vince. Did you witness that?
Yeah, so he's been all over. He was on First Take a couple days ago. Yes, I saw. I didn't see the Howard Stern interview yet, but I've heard him talk about Vince, and he always says he's like a father figure.
And it's the weird. I love him. Why didn't he, Vince? We know Vince's mindset and behavior, right? So there's a weird, and that behavior gets for it, people that get close with him. It's a thing.
People emulate it.
Yes, and this is where I'm just like, it's an abuse of power. With all of this, and I've witnessed this with John with me after a tag match when people were cheering for me and not for John, and where he had that little kid fit like outside the ring. I've talked about this on the show multiple times where John latched on and was tagging with me, and it was chanting "Feed Me More" every night. And John wanted to, it was his idea. He goes, "Whoever they're cheering for starts the match." I started the match every fucking night we tagged. Finally, one night in a town, he was on the apron desperately trying to get people to chant, "Let's go, Cena. Cena sucks." I'm getting ready to lock up with one of the Shield members or whoever it was. I think it was, one of the Shield members. It was me, Cena, and Sheamus, probably before the Elimination Chamber match doing the live events. And Cena jumps in the ring right before we're getting ready to lock up. I'm talking, we are getting ready to fucking eyes locked. We're getting ready to lock up. He dives in the ring. Get the fuck out of the ring. Get the fuck out of the ring. He got them to stop chanting, "Feed Me More." And they started chanting, "Let's go, Cena. Cena sucks." And like, and I go, "No, we locked up." Like, I just thought, and John, like a little kid, pouted and sat on the apron. He wouldn't tag in all match until the very end. He didn't get in. He wanted nothing. I got to the back. He's fucking, like, he went off on Sheamus, and then he said to me, "I can destroy your fucking career. Do you understand me?" And I go, "What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, Woody, I'm literally fucking getting ready to lock up. You dive in the ring like a psychopath and tell me to get the fuck out of the ring like a little kid. Like, you're not going to talk to me that way. Well, my first instinct is, fuck you. You get out of the ring. I don't care that you're John Cena. I'm fucking Ryback. Get the fuck out of the ring." Like, but it's an abuse of power, and it's a weird fucking mindset. And that's why I know, like, that Riley story, there's way more. But Riley has to be the one. He has to have the courage to speak up. He has to be the one. He's the only one that could do it. With it. And I know what I know from things that he told me, and I could tell how uncomfortable he was that there was much more that had happened with it. And none to his fault, nothing to his, this guy is a great human being and that, but like, I can tell he's scared. And he's literally said, "I don't want to destroy another man's career." So you take that information right there. Clearly he's telling you the information that he has will destroy John Cena's career.
You know what's funny, big guy? I always think about
use this. Your brains, guys.
Look at the newer wrestlers and their and even some of the older wrestlers, right? But look at Stone Cold and The Rock has a little bit better of a relationship with Vince. But look at Stone Cold. He always stayed away.
Yeah,
he
always, he's a great guy.
And you could tell that even when he walked out, right? Like, you could tell something between him and Vince is wrong, and I feel like Steve is a real down to earth person.
Yeah,
and I feel like he knew who Vince was since the beginning.
I think I can't say if he knew who he was. I just know I've talked to Steve, and he's done his show a couple times, and he's called in. He called me. We talked for like a week after the show, like, and we had some nice, really nice conversations just about life and bullshitting and whatnot. And like, I always go, "Fuck, I get along with like this guy is yes." He's a down-to-earth, humble, hardworking guy, and he stayed away from the business for a reason. Outside of, it's a different thing to come in and go take advantage of them and make money and get an appearance. That's a different, like, he always used them for that. And I have all the respect in the world, but that's what a lot of guys have done, and they don't come back and get back in that environment, but full-time. Because it's a prison sentence when you go back full-time.
Somebody so big didn't get so close to him, which is very odd, right? Like, usually the guys that get big, they kiss his ass, you know, like a Cena or whatever.
Yeah.
And The Rock, right? Like, like The Rock, he wouldn't give The Rock his name. Like, he's, and The Rock has admitted before, as much as I love The Rock, but he has admitted before that Vince wouldn't give up his name, and he had to give a share of all his movies and stuff to him.
Yeah.
So to allow him to do movies, like, that shit is insane.
Yeah, and there's a lot going on. I've always heard from production people there that they knew the stuff with me, and they would tell me, they like, "Hey, don't take it personal. He does this with everybody." Like, they literally told me Stone Cold Rock. They go, "He's done this with the top of the top." He said, "I'm how he treats people with it." And that's like, it's So he's getting everything that he fucking deserves, though. In time,
I hope he gets rammed in jail.
But everything he's done, he's going to be forgotten about, and he's going to be looked at in a very negative way as time goes on and continues to go on. And like, this is where, and I'm not going to. It just makes you question. And like, here's how I think on things. And this is, again, just as me just giving my opinion on stuff like this with it. But like, I hear people always bring up the Owen Hart stuff and the Chris Benoit stuff, things that didn't fully ever fucking make sense, right? With that. But like, and this is just me, how I look and knowing how fucking evil this guy is and how this abuse of power. Like, you always heard the stories of Owen ribbing Vince, right? Like, Owen would do all putting the fuck in. Heard
everybody, yeah.
Do you think like a person of power like Vince, like that sat well with him, that this wrestler was fucking getting over on him with the boys?
No way.
But my thing is, and then again, could it have been an accident? 100%. I'm just saying there's things that have happened where you're like, how the fuck does that happen in a professional organization with a wrestler? But like, Vince is the kind of guy, and this is because I know what he's trying to do to try to destroy my life and to hurt me. So I just know that this evil goes fucking deep. I know the Ashley Massaro stuff. I know the evil runs deep. He doesn't give a fuck about anything. He has a black heart. He has fucking no soul. He is pure fucking evil with this. He has this love of money over all else and doesn't give a fuck that, like, is it crazy to fucking think that it was, haha, gotcha, pal. That's his way. Like, no, it's not fucking crazy to ask those questions if you know how this man fucking thinks. It's not.
He knew Chris Canyon was coming out as a gay man, and he made him come out and sing Boy George dressed as a woman.
Just to fuck with him. The abuse of power. And that's the abuse of power. And I'm going to cram that down everyone's fucking throats, because that is what is going on with that. That destroys people's lives mentally with that. That fuck with you. He does these things over and over and over, and he'll destroy you. It's like the people that want to leave the company that he tried. And this is why when I hadn't resigned the contract yet, what were they going to, I've told this on here how many times, they were going to start embarrassing me on TV. They were going to start that process that night on Raw in St. Louis. This is where I already knew how he was. I go, I ain't fucking going down that road. I'm getting out with my value. Fuck it. I'll figure out the rest later with it. But like, they do that to people that are leaving. They try to run you down. They try to do it with Mox. They would have done it if Hunter probably had a big part of fucking putting the kibosh on that because of how involved he was with the Shield from the beginning. With everything, like if Hunter wasn't there, and Mox probably would have put over Nia and the fucking just got squashed, would have probably got just completely humiliated on his way out. But that got saved, thank God for him on all of it. But it's like, that's who does that. Like, it's just, why can't you just let a person honor their contract? What he does though is all these talents, he puts a fear in you so that you just keep resigning until they fire you. Does that make sense? He doesn't want you walking out on your own terms. And this is what bothered him. I walked out on my own terms. I said, fuck you. I used my injury pay. I went, I got my ear and nose fixed, and they couldn't fucking fire me. And I let the contract, and I outsmarted it. Fucking ate him alive. People think he failed at a fucking supplement company. I fucking have made it fucking work. It drives him fucking crazy. Fuck you, Vince, you old piece of shit. Like, I'm not backing down from you. I don't give a fuck how much money you have.
Yes,
him and Hunter. This is where Hunter was involved on that. Hunter won it because it's the abuse of power. And then he took my fucking month with Stephanie. Fuck you, pussy, Paul. You're going to get everything coming to you, you fucking coward. Let's go ahead and talk about that, you piece of shit. Him and Caitlin with everything, right? With all of us. I've talked about this. There is a story there. There's probably an NDA there. Caitlin's responsibility to fucking tell that story, not mine. But I have it on close accord from people that came and told me with things that were directly involved with her, that something went down between her and Hunter. And I'm not going to be, use your fucking brains though, people, with everything. And then she leaves the company almost immediately after. Do you think that's a fucking coincidence? Hey, maybe she did have something go on with all of it, but I would love to find out if there's a fucking NDA with that and an abuse, not because, hey, people cheat on their spouses. I'm not, whatever people fucking do in their lives is their business, right? With that. But if you're having a fucking company and you're abusing power and NDAs are involved and you're fucking affecting people's livelihoods and careers, fuck you with this. Look into the NDAs. Look into the NDAs of the entire organization. They try to get talent that just leave for no reason to sign NDAs with it. And I know that from one of my friends that was there, that they tried to get him to sign an NDA at one point when he was just leaving, his contract expired. Why the fuck are you trying to control people with NDAs that are just fucking, they're hurt. They want to leave and take a break. Fuck you. This is wearing me, and given they wanted everything.
Yeah, it's like
candy. Yeah, like fucking candy. And people, I've taken so much fucking bullshit, and people thinking I'm making up lies on all this. Fuck you guys. Fuck each and every one of you that doubted me on this. I'm right, and I'm going to continue to be right because I was fucking there. And you little fucking neckbeard marks sitting at home reading your fucking little dirt sheet to come into your fucking conclusions that you got the whole goddamn thing figured out. You're going to be wrong fucking time and time and time again. And that's all there is to it.
And one more thing before we change subjects. I have to say, back then also, when it was your turn to go through this stuff and and other people, they didn't have AEW to go to.
No.
So you guys, it was either, and which I understand, it's very scary, but this is why I respect you so much, because you took that leap not knowing what was going to be
next. Exactly.
You took a chance on yourself. A lot of people don't have that courage.
No. And granted, I made money, but my health, and I've said this, my health was the number one factor of me leaving at that time, along with the other bullshit, and that I was just internally, I knew I had to get out of that environment. I just knew that I was not living a healthy, I got to get out of this. Like with the pain that my back and then the shoulder was, I just like doing the Toradol for years and the cortisone and ibuprofen, 12 pills a day for years. I go, this is not who I am. And this is not what I need to be doing. I need to go get medical examined by a doctor, multiple doctors. And I need to have the courage to go see what's wrong. Because we all know this. It's a talent thing. When you're there, you don't really want to know what's wrong with you, because you know deep down what you're doing is not good for you. But you get caught up in the lifestyle and that schedule, that Vince whoring you out, and you don't want that pay to be affected. And you're like, because you don't know, you know. So, and I finally had saved enough, and where I had a business plan. I didn't account for them trying to fuck up my life outside of this with it, but I've survived. I've been fucking good, and I'm better than ever now. But like, it is like they are fucking evil with this, and then how deep it runs with it. But it's a blessing with AEW and everything that they're doing. And you know what I want to give, I believe too, and we don't talk about him because everything that happened with us, but the Pat Buck situation, I believe, because Pat's not dumb. I've always put over Pat. Pat's very intelligent, Pat Buck, with it. I believe Pat Buck chose to leave WWE because he became more aware of things that were going on in the company at a higher level, being in that production, and he chose to walk in. I knowing Pat enough, I think that I wouldn't doubt that that played a big part. And I think the schedule too definitely was a thing, but I think that he was becoming aware of more of the inner workings of the company and chose to go to a better option, if that makes sense. To his credit, he jumped off the ship before it started sinking.
Yeah, he was seeing more stuff.
And I won't doubt that for a second. And like, so, but it's going to be interesting of the things that do come out here and continue to come out. And if you're going to see more key pieces step down from that company, then it's my opinion, it's because they're connected to these things going on. But if they're being federally investigated, I think it's important to talk about the NDAs. It, like News Nation, you know, I saw News Nation contacted me. I think they had the friend of Ashley Massaro on. They contacted me whenever that week before was News Nation with that Ashley, I can't remember her name, the host of the show. They wanted me to come on the show and talk about everything. And I just said, I want to wait and see what else comes out. But I just submitted, sent them like the NDA with the social media stuff. I go, it's important. I go, I want you guys to see this. For me, the conversation I want to have is on me and my NDAs with what they tried to do with my social media and the illegal suppression, because this has greatly impacted my life. And then the fake articles they ran, the paid publications that they're partners with that have bashed me, that tried to fucking hurt my fan base, the kids that loved me, that grow up, that then have a negative opinion about me from these negative articles. But I didn't think it was the right time to go talk about that during the sex stuff either. Because you know what I mean? There's all this stuff of this woman going through this. I don't want to go on there. And then, hey, this is what they're doing with me and my social media. And I don't know. Also, I wasn't.
It look like it's about you.
But it is about me for me, too. But that's not the right time to go. I didn't want to go talk about that stuff because I just didn't think that it was the good timing. And I told them that, and then they were good, and they go, "You have an open invite whenever." So my goal is when more stuff comes out, I'm going to time this with the NDAs where there more stuff comes out and what they did with my social media to try. I need more momentum of what's gone on with the social media to put pressure on these social media companies that, like, we all know how corrupt they all are with all of it. They're partners with WWE. So it's like, it's now, I think people are saying it's not that far-fetched that what I've been saying is fucking wrong. So.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Yep. But.
But yeah, that's, I'm happy people are seeing it. Like, for me, it's just, it makes me happy to know that. Obviously, I knew you were telling the truth, but I think that other people doubted you because of other news articles, like you said, and things like that. And they don't know the real you, right? They only know they saw on a WWE television. And I tell people, hey, like, just give Ryback a chance. If you watch him for a minute, you'll love him. Like, and everybody does. Everybody I've told to watch you on TikTok, they love watching you, you know? So
it's crazy, though, right? How they formed this perception based off what they think of what they've read or heard rather than just go with their real. It's scary how easy people can be manipulated. And I'm not saying everyone's going to always like you because they're not always going to like you people, but like, it's just crazy. But WWE is aware of this. They know how easily people are manipulated and they take advantage of it with it. But I just don't think, you know, I just think times are changing with this and a very positive. And I think, and I want to, and we can shift this slightly where, you know, and I'm not wrestling. I'm not cleared. I'm not trying to go anywhere to AEW yet or do anything. Will I once things? Absolutely. And I've been very clear. I think that will be like, but I need to make sure I'm of health and able to do what I want to do with this. But they, like the Okada stuff and the, you know, the $13.5 million, you know, people, and I've seen it's absurd for any other wrestler and especially a fan or the, no good fan is doing it, but the marks, the negative hateful marks. This is so good for pro wrestling with all of this. And if you, but Tony's a smart man in the sense of business and he has, but they have one, this isn't TNA and they don't have a limited checkbook, right? They are very wealthy people. They have, and they have income coming in from multiple fucking huge businesses with this. Yeah. So they can afford even, and I don't think the numbers have been public. I don't know how much AEW is profiting or not profiting, but I will say that Okada is a huge star in Japan, right? If not their biggest star. You don't think that they're going to have merchandising deals, do things. They're probably going to have events that are going to be featured over there featuring him. Like, they are going to make more than their money back. Yes. And but what Tony is doing is sending a message also, I believe, to the big names in WWE. Hey, you can come work for a better company. You're going to be treated better. And you can work a better schedule that's more, granted, it depends on what your style is as well. But if you're smart, you can fucking make way better of it on that, which WWE people know how to work and stay over and get over. They learn how to do that. So a lot of them that go, they know how to do that there. If they're smart, they don't have to adjust and just do stupid things. Because I do think there are some issues within AEW about how people do things and not knowing that other style and knowing that you can like get way more over doing other things. But like, I think as long as it's a message from Tony to the big names that they can lure possibly the McIntyres, the Rollins, the Becky Lynch. They can lure more big names over. They could pay them or they're going to get their money back. on these people. They're going to, but people have been conditioned to think, oh my God, these people are making way more money, too much money now. No, Vince has just been underpaying everybody for so fucking long that you guys think that, like, oh, that's just what wrestlers should make. No, like nobody, I've been telling you guys this, nobody's actually getting you their fair value. And when you try to challenge them on it, that's where they have such control over the industry before they would just get rid of you. Or like, fuck, you're not, like, now the option exists and it's more important than ever. Wrestlers need to get as much money within, it's not saying they're not like, they're not doing $100 million deals and things like that. But like, and I would even say the money still, like that Okada money, great. But I would, it's still probably not even, it could be higher with this. And there's going to be others that do get more with it.
Yes.
These companies know with between action figures and merchandising and the events and featuring them. But like an Okada, these people, they're going to be able to do so many things in Japan with their licensing on this. They are going to make that pack fucking so quickly on this with all of it. Like,
they're going to be millions a
year. Yeah, merch off, it doesn't matter, but people are like, well, take it. Yeah, and now granted, I do think, like, yes, they have to, production, storytelling, you want to sell out arenas in the States, that is a thing that needs to continue to learn and grow and continue to get better, right? Absolutely. But what Tony is doing is he's fixing the business of Vince's fuck-ups of abusing it on this, but he's doing it in pieces. And like, the guy, look, he has his style. It's like Vince. Vince had his style. Oh, I love the big meaty men. Like, Tony likes the workers. Like, right? Vince loves shitting on people and penis pumps and fucking big meaty wrestlers and fucking big lockups and throw-offs and beating on your chest. And like, Vince fucking likes that. Tony likes a little different thing. But Tony's the boss
big
of that.
Meaty men slapping big meaty
men. Yeah, but Tony likes big guys still. Tony uses like big guys still well over there. But I'm saying everybody has an individual preference, but Tony's just adjusted his vision of what he likes. That's not to say that he won't do other things and like other things with it. Right? Vince let Daniel Bryan, he had him, he wasn't his cup of tea. But like, so AEW has that ability to still, if like they could just like, we can make so much money if we just have a broad style and appeal to all audiences. I think it's very fair, but he's treating people better from everyone I know. And he's improving the business and the pay of the business. And he's fixing all these WWE corrupt ways, and he's doing it in pieces. And he's not going to be perfect, and there's not going to be things, but he's getting good people over there. And that to me is like, that guy, any of the fans and these people that are hating on him, they're fucking losers with this. He's not perfect and things are not, but like, this guy is trying to fucking make the wrestling business better that so many others have come before and failed because Vince has fucking overpowered him. Vince has not been able to overpower them because they're fucking wealthier. They were anyways until the TKO, and Vince is out now with all of this. And that, but so it's like, there's no reason to hate this. Wrestlers should all be making way more fucking money. Like, how many, all our fucking favorites are dead, and they're dead fucking young because of Vince whoring them out and abusing them.
So all bad.
Of them, they're all almost fucking gone. And like, how are the fucking fan, like, what the fuck is wrong with you fucking demented pieces of shit? Like, wake the fuck up. Like, this isn't fucking, I'm not bitter of any goddamn fucking thing creatively or anything. Like, I'm a fucking physical actor with all, I'm fucking upset over all the bullshit I dealt with behind the scenes and dropping a multi-million-dollar malpractice suit and all the fucking lies and all the bullshit and all the manipulation and all the fucking fake articles and the fucking suppression and knowing all these things of the abuse of fucking power. And this is why I won't shut the fuck up. So, and I got to a high enough level where I got higher than a lot of people. Fucking, I got up there with this where I could fucking say stuff that a lot of people wouldn't say stuff with it because I don't give a fuck about my legacy. My legacy will be better for what I'm doing and speaking up to make the business better and raising awareness of the issues that are going on and giving more people fucking courage to speak up. And it's going to keep getting better. So.
Yeah, so one time when we were doing the podcast, you had said that you asked to see how much you made the company in a year.
Yeah.
And that is the way that I think, in my opinion, on top of your salary, you should be given a percentage of how much you bring in the company based off your merch sales, your video game sales, all that stuff, you know, on top of what you already bring in. Like, that's the only fair way to do it because –
they hide this, though. They hide so much of what you – they want to hide that. They want to hide other wrestlers' contracts. Why is that – why is it in all other sports we know what pro athletes and celebrities are making? Why is that so goddamn fucking secretive in pro wrestling? It's because Vince created that way and created a fear. And now things are starting to come out more with that. Now he's gone, and it's going to be, that stuff needs to be public knowledge, because what it does is it holds the promotions accountable to pay talent their worth. So many people, it's like the old UFC guys not getting their worth.
Is it college players?
Yeah.
Players have been making billions of dollars for these colleges every year and getting paid nothing.
I just saw, by the way, that's funny you brought that up.
Wrestlers get paid.
I just saw the Johnny Manziel thing on Netflix, and I didn't realize. I go, yeah, bro, so good. But like, I didn't realize. I go, holy fuck, I never even thought about that. How corrupt these fucking colleges are. It makes no fucking sense why college athletes, it's their name and brand. They should be able to make all, they should have all the fucking deals. Yeah. How the fuck does that affect anything? But these corrupt fucking organizations, all the corrupt fucking colleges, all these motherfuckers, these suitors just stealing money off of the fucking backs. Many of these guys don't have careers past college, by the way. But it all...
They can't even buy a piece of pizza.
Yeah. It's the corruption of power, though, and that we're seeing this now. This is why I love social media so much and what I'm doing now. I'm in fucking control. I'm the entrepreneur. I control my destiny.
Exactly.
More than you think. Times are changing with this, and the people are getting the fucking power. But these people are still out there, and they're still trying to hold on to that, and they're trying to milk it for as long as they can. But like, you have people like Tony.
You're 100% right.
But people like Tony coming in, he's doing good for wrestling with what he's doing with this. And like, it's just, you can't. I'm excited. I think wrestling, once the final pieces of the connection to Vince is gone in WWE, I think wrestling will reach all new highs with it, because you're going to get rid of that toxic negativity.
Yep.
Talents are going to be allowed like to do more things. It's like make more money. And I just think it's going to create more possibilities with everything. I really do. But people have been brainwashed by the Vince stuff for too long.
If everybody gets, if everybody leaves that was connected to Vince McMahon, would you go back for a rumble?
I would 1,000%. I would have a conversation. Hunter, Pritchard, Hayes, if the pieces, all the Vince pieces are gone, and if it was Rock, I would 1,000% talk to Rock. Why wouldn't I? I've always gotten along with him, always followed him, always. He was always really cool with me. I will not, until I've told this, Hunter, and this is even Hunter, like, Hunter wouldn't even talk because he didn't want to talk about the past bullshit that they did to me. I'm like, you fucking coward with this when they tried to settle with me for my trademark and stuff. Like with this, he's such a fucking pussy.
Right, a couple years ago.
Such a fucking coward. People, like, I have no respect for him. And like everything with his fucking heart, it's because of all his dumb steroid use, you dumb motherfucker. Like, and then you got the goddamn fucking COVID vaccine like a fucking schmuck. Fuck you. Like that, like, don't fucking tell the truth so other people know not to make the same fucking mistakes. You dumb fuck. But I don't have respect for him. And everyone wants to put him on this fucking high horse. He's been with Vince and Stephanie. They all fucking know. Do you think it's a fucking accident? Stephanie fucking left. She knows. She's married to Paul. She talks to Paul every fucking night. You don't think they know everything going on in the company? They know. They know. But people are in denial. Yeah. Nothing. Shane left. People don't just look at the fucking, have some goddamn common sense. Your own fucking kids.
Yep.
Paul's married to that.
Yep.
But I think TKO, they're trying to just hold on because he's played such a key part. He knows so much of that company. I think that it's almost like they're grooming whoever's going to take over is probably in training as we speak with this to take over his spot.
Yeah.
That is my belief with all of this, and that his time there is limited. Now, when that comes, I don't know. With it, but I think it's going to depend on what else. Hey, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they somehow cover up all the Vince stuff. This stuff all goes away and they just stay. Hey, maybe it is. It's going to fucking suck for that company and the people there still. But I'm and like, then easy peasy, never think about it. But hey, they wipe it clean and there's new blood in there. Hey, why wouldn't I go back to the organization I made my name in? It would be very beneficial for me to some capacity if I'm able to get cleared and do that and being God blessing. With that, right? So I'll go on record 1,000%. They're all gone. I will 1,000% have a conversation with Rock and a new blood in that company if all the old pieces are wiped out. Yes. Why wouldn't I? It's a new company with the name, the logo, and the my fan base.
I agree. I completely agree.
Not saying I would go back. I would have a conversation.
Yeah,
so But I'm not even cleared. People
yeah.
like
yeah, obviously the numbers and everything would have to be right.
You know? Everything. And like I don't need to go back to that life. I would love, and I've always said I'm not going back full time with I can't. My shoulder stuff and people, it's a very severe, I need a shoulder replacement. And I've found a way to fucking be completely functional and go back, but like I can't let my health go. Like my shoulder, if I went back full time, I would have to get my shoulder replaced immediately. My arm would atrophy over a period of time from all the severe, just the pain with all the arthritis and the cartilage. And,
oh, you would get like the shorter arm? Like
my right arm would, I need it replaced. I've needed it replaced since 34 and I had all this scar tissue. But as I break up the scar tissue, my mobility, certain things have come back to a degree. A lot of it has, and I still have a lot of instability at different times. Could I go back and do a match one time? Yeah, I'm going to be really fucking hurting. Though I want to get to where if I can get this remaining scar tissue where that's not an issue with it. And I don't know. I'm optimistic that that is possible. I'm also optimistic that like they're working on new shoulder replacements that are where you can return to full activity that hopefully over time that might be something. But like I'm getting older. I'm still feel better than ever. But like I'm 42 now. Like it's I look at this realistically. I go, I don't know. It's like a window closing with it. But if the right situation could come along and I could get cleared and hey, for one story, absolutely. It's like the Goldberg thing. I felt like, and again, Bill with all of this, and I didn't talk and the Rick Bassman guy never fucking made, he was supposed to get us in contact, never happened with it. But I had a way that I could do that match and where the match isn't happening now. So I can like, I'm not even, I don't give a fuck about it anymore with it. But like in my head, it's like, I could go back for that one thing and put him over in a certain way where I could then buy myself more time for my shoulder afterwards to come back again. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
That was in my head. I could come back and be the heel and tell a story and work a certain way and get the point across. And where I come out, let him be victorious. I could lose and disappear again. I keep living my life where hopefully I can then get my shoulder fixed full time. I was just hoping that if that could come down, I could buy myself time. But it was like I would still have to get clear to go back for one, and I've never even attempted because I don't know if I can or not. So, but there's a lot that goes into this. We'll see what happens with it. But I keep working every day. I got to go see my therapist today. And, you know, I'm not giving up. I put out a tweet too the other day. If others give up on us, it doesn't affect them one bit. Like it doesn't affect their lives. Like others can give up on you and it doesn't affect them. But the moment I give up or the moment we give up on ourselves, we have everything to lose. Like, so it doesn't matter if like a million of people give up on me. I don't care. What matters is I don't give up on me. And then because if the moment I give up on me, it's over. Like, as far as that, I've never given up on it. But we're going to see. Hopefully.
Sure.
Yeah. And that's the only way to approach. I do that with everything, the way to approach life. So.
There's so many people, though, that want to, I'm telling you, like, there's so many people that want to see you again. And it's honestly amazing for someone who's been gone and out of the spotlight for 8 years that so many people still want to see you and still know who you are. It's amazing how relevant you stayed without being in the ring, to be honest. It's very impressive.
I was in, no, thank you. It'll be 8 years in May.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah. No, it's been 8 years in May. I think it's. And like, that's why it's never a bad thing. Like in person, I see this and like, I think it's one, I stayed looking pretty close to what I've always looked like. It's not like I gained 100 pounds and I'm not like recognizable, but like, I was only there 4 years as Ryback.
Yes.
So I wasn't on, I've been gone twice as long as I was there. Fuck. That's absurd. Like, it's crazy to think. Granted, I was in the company longer than that in from developmental and skipped Sheffield a little bit and all of that, but 4 years as Ryback. You know, not to say that that's a short amount of time, but it's not the longest career, right? But it made an impact enough where people remember. And I was at a certain level where like, and then I kind of just disappeared and there was no explanation. But social media has been really beneficial for all of this, you know. But that's why I think they've tried their damnedest to like really just like my voice and everything. And you guys all saw the Twitter before where things were really bad. We're like not getting anything. Like it's like that, and them telling me like that's a fucking, just imagine that for years. Most people just would have given up and said, why even try to fight this? And I just have kept every fucking, just go one day at a time. And I'm like, eventually the tide's going to turn. And then this Vince stuff starts happening. And like, hey, you know, maybe you guys shouldn't fucking be doubting everything I'm telling you on things. It's maybe I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I was there since I was 22. So.
I'm going to say this and then I'll let you go, big guy. But what is it about wrestling? Like you said, like those 4 years you were there, like to many people that, and even yourself, right? It felt like an eternity that you were on top, right?
Yeah.
Like Stone Cold was the same way. Like when I think back in my head, I think Stone Cold was like my whole childhood. And he was like there for like, what, how many years? Like 4 years?
I don't even know. It's on top. I don't even know if it was three. Was it like three or four, three and a half? Can somebody confirm that in the chat?
So short when you think about it. Yeah, does anybody in the chat know like how many years? Because I remember thinking about it and I'm like, no way, it has to be more than that. And then I went back and looked and I was shocked. Like in my head it was so much longer.
But I think it, from so the time
the ring, it reminded me of that.
Yeah, is there anybody in the chat that, how long was Stone Cold Steve Austin's run in WWE as Stone Cold Steve Austin? But as Stone Cold Steve Austin, after like King of the Ring, from like King of the Ring, what year was King of the Ring that he won that? Was that 96?
Was that 97?
96 or 97?
I think it was like 96.
And he was gone before, was he gone before, he was gone before, was he gone before 2000? I mean, he was still making appearances and doing things even after, but like full time.
Yeah, but he came back sporadically.
People are saying 3 years, like 3 years of like a full schedule, or right around 3 years as a full schedule.
3 years.
So that's like if I had my run, then I showed up on a fucking on a SUV and just shell shocked people for here and there for like ride out on an SUV and beat up somebody and stayed on TV for a fucking little longer. No, but yeah, you know, bro, he was the man.
Bro, imagine if you came down on like a water truck and shot like
CAs. I have a water truck and I've got it full of my Wake Up Unlimited Energy pre-workout available on feedmemore.com. And I've got the logo on the side of the water truck just blasting Pink Lemonade and all the fucking superstars' faces. Fuck. And then I chug my fucking big guy capsules. I throw a fucking handful of capsules in the ring. I fucking Hulk up and meat hook and shell shock some guys. Fuck.
Oh my God. Yo, when you return, that's what you gotta do when you come back. Well, we gotta make that part of the entrance.
It'll be, or it's just Skip Sheffield in the fucking Skippy hat that I, by the way, I still got the original Skip Sheffield hat on YouTube, guys, right here. I do it on TikTok all the time. Yep, yep, yep. What it do? Skip Sheffield coming down on an SUV with the old corn-fed meathead vest. Just yep, yep, yep. People like, what the fuck is going on?
Bro, that's so funny. Thanks for having me on, big.
Oh, brother, man. Good to talk to you on here again today. And I don't know. Thank Shawnee. Thank God. I would have had a hell of, I would have, oh, the calls would have been fantastic today. The, as always, the way things were starting. Though the mic though was supposed to, I'm gonna have to see what's going on with Mike. I literally talked to him last night and he was like, so hopefully he's all right.
Mike is always, he usually comes every show.
Yeah, I hope he's all right. I'm a little, maybe did Vince take him out? Fuck. Mike just disappears. We never hear from Mike the Wrestling Informant again on any of this.
Oh my God.
My God.
I always laugh when he said Mike the Wrestling
Informant. Yeah, I don't know what else to call him. I just, Mike the Wrestling. He always has, he informs me on all the stuff in wrestling going on. He's like aware of stuff I don't even know that's going on. So he's my wrestling, he's my source. But he's not like a Meltzer hidden source. He's an open source.
Yeah, oh, that cracks me up.
Shawnee, I hope you're doing good and the family's doing good. Later. And I thank you for your time, buddy.
Anytime, brother. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you, Shawnee. Big sausage, you guys. The big sausage is back. Thank you very much, brother. With that, I think for today's show, guys, we're going to wrap up 90 minutes on the show today. We talked about some of the things. We're going to save more for when Mike is here next week. We're back every Saturday, guys. I'm going to try to keep this schedule Saturday every 9 a.m. So we can get in a routine schedule that you guys know the show's going to be on every week. I had to get a new MacBook, by the way. So I got a new 2023 MacBook, and we have super chats as well that I will get to. My old MacBook was not picking up on the Ethernet and Wi-Fi, which it would take me sometimes 40, 45 minutes to try to get the show set up. And things would sometimes, you guys had seen it, And I just finally, I go, why am I just order a new MacBook and see, I can always return it if it, whatever. And sure enough, this thing is, it is beautiful. It is high powered and everything is like lightning quick. So I had, I'm going to have to go take the other one to his shop and get to see if they could fix it. That there's something internally going on. So now the show, I get the show ready. It's ready to go in seconds. Just got to turn a few of the things on, set up a little thing on StreamYard to hook up to everything, and we're off and rolling. So the show is back, baby, every week, 9 a.m. Pacific right now. Guys, check in all podcast platforms with all of that. And let me get to a few super chats to end the show today. See if we can't answer these for you guys. Bobby Reynolds, good to see you, buddy. Two things. One, I'm doing a no vending machine diet for 2 months. Lose some weight. And second, have you heard of Coach Greg Doucette? I think I have heard of Coach Greg Doucette. Doucette? I don't know much about him, though. I think not doing a vending machine diet, it's one of the most random things I've heard that's not a question. But I do think that is a good thing, not eating a diet solely based around vending machines, as they typically don't have the healthiest options, usually very heavily processed foods. So congratulations on that. And good job. Don't eat out of vending machines. And then the last question is Bobby Reynolds. Another super chat from Bobby. I'm doing a no vending machine diet for 2 months. I think it's good. I would do that for a lifetime if I were you. I would, again, it's one thing to get a snack out of a vending machine, but eating solely out of vending machines, I would not advise anybody to do for your 4, 5, 6 meals a day or 3 meals a day. I would always try to eat as much real food from home and a balanced diet as much as possible. Thank you, Bobby Reynolds. Another super chat coming here. Captain Solo, why the hell did Vince have that piece of trash Mark Henry beat you at WrestleMania? That made no sense. I think that killed a lot of your momentum. I would agree with you. I think we've talked about that endlessly on here, and it was all part of the everything going on behind the scenes, and it had nothing to do with me as a wrestler with any of that. It didn't make any sense. I was the number one contender the next night, and that was that. But I think if you look at things from a physical acting standpoint and you look at everything, and there were a lot of things that didn't make sense. We could talk about that all day long. It doesn't matter anymore. I played the top role. I played the best bad guy role. And, you know, could things have been better at different times? Absolutely. But I was a physical actor. So anytime I lost, I was helping the company. There's nothing. No, you can't listen to fans or negative marks that like shit on you. Like, you should be praised as a physical actor because that's all that it is. And it's the hardest job in the world. But like, why am I not praised for putting over Punk or putting over Shield? If I had politicked and went over them, right, I'd be shit on for being a piece of shit. And a lot of these guys do that. Like Punk and Heyman were known for that, like the nasty politicking. Like, why is that? Like, why are they not? Like, you guys like to get on Hogan and shit for different things. But like, there's other people like that. And Cena at different times with that. And like, how are you guys going to shit on people, hardworking, good, fucking positive people that go out there and do what they want them to do, because whatever that you signed that contract, and I always did it and everything. But like, I always went and, hey, you want me to go put him over? Great. I'll find a way to go do it and try to do my best with all of it. Like, no wrestling fan should ever be shitting on wrestlers for losing, because no one's really winning or losing. It's acting. And I will say this till the day that I die with it. And it's like, that nobody fails. And not to say that there are people throughout the history at different times that maybe they want to push and they're not capable. But I was like, that wasn't the case with me in any way, shape, or form with all of it. So, and it's just like, hey, it's over with. Life is better than ever. I'm happier than ever. Nothing but positives and ups coming. So it is what it is. Another super chat coming in. Purple No More. Hey, Laura, keep spreading the truth. Thank you. Thank you so much for the love. We are going to continue to speak the truth, because that is all that I know how to do on here. Guys, join me today. I'll be on TikTok live here later on today, guys, at Ryback. Usually around 4 p.m. Pacific time every day, I am on TikTok at Ryback, where we do our live battles. Our Rybackers, we're almost to 6,000 members strong. Come join me, guys. We are kicking major ass on there, doing huge, huge, huge points, guys, many of the days. And also, my Feed Me More Nutrition is going to be going live on the TikTok shop very soon. We're going to be implementing that marketing. So that is why I'm spending so much time over there on top of the battles with this. It is very, very beneficial for me and my Feed Me More Nutrition. And with that, I want you guys, please check out my Feed Me More Nutrition on feedmemore.com. Save 20% discount code YouTube20, YouTube20 to save 20% on the best supplements on the planet with stevia and monk fruit. No harmful artificial sweeteners or colors. And you still get a free bottle of my GTS Go to Sleep, guys, on there. All Ryback merch for men and women. Drinkware, ball caps, and workout accessories, and the best supplements on the planet. Feedmemore.com. Until next week, Rybackers, stay hungry. And that's the last bite. Feed me more.
Hey, Rybackers, don't forget to hit that like button, smash that subscribe, and shell shock those notifications. For the best supplements on the planet with Feed Me More Nutrition and all the latest cool new Ryback merch, visit feedmemore.com.